This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
No idea. I would love to hear your feedback if anybody's on those Spark golf. It's like a league. They're all over the city. They're everywhere in different towns, right? And it's called Spark. And it's a league that you play like once a week, I think. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about joining it.
I've never heard of the Spark thing. Now, I know a lot of different places out there have these leagues. They run like after 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Where you play nine holes, and it's a social gathering, you know, good time.
It looks fun.
But if you love golf, you know, you just, and you don't have to go every week.
And it's only nine holes, so that's kind of cool. All right, well, anyway, give me your feedback. If you hated it, loved it, whatever. It's just I'm really bad at commitment.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah,
I'm really bad
at that commitment stuff.
Well, that's the great thing about the Spark, I think. Now, I think this, because I know some people that play in that nine-hole after 4 p.m. league, and it's not so mandatory that you show up.
You know? Good.
If you make it a couple of times a month, you're fine.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to be doxed anything, you know?
All right, well, that's... Are you sure? Then how... Well, anyway. Okay.
I don't think so.
All right, we'll figure it out. This is Cheeseball, friends. Cheeseball. I guess on the new Heights, according to Carson, he just told me this, so if it's wrong, it's
okay.
On him. Yeah, so what's going on the New Heights podcast?
So apparently Travis admits that he's devastated. He's heartbroken over the Super Bowl loss. And Taylor is mending his broken heart, and how she's doing that is because he's listening to her music because he says, and I quote, it's the soundtrack to my recovery.
Whoa.
Soundtrack to recovery.
Taylor's music. Yep.
She saves lives.
She does.
Mm, yeah.
It's the soundtrack to his recovery. Huh.
Now, what songs are we talking about? I mean,
aren't
I think that has a lot to do
guys,
with it.
Like yeah. Old boyfriends?
It's old boyfriends and stuff.
Past so I don't breakups. Know.
I don't know. Travis is getting cheeseball-y.
Yeah.
So that comes out, I guess, today. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Everybody's still saying like that we are hearing put a sheet on your wet clothes is wrong, but I researched it and it is put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Yeah, we looked it up.
Yeah. So
put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Okay.
Listen, this is from that commercial for Bounce.
Put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Duh.
Boom. Obvious.
Duh. Monica Lewinsky says she lost her future after becoming notoriously famous for her hair affair. Sorry. With Bill Clinton. She says she was 22 years old. He was 49. He was like 50. She's barely 20. And she's an intern and he's the president.
She lost her future. He lost a cigar.
God.
Oh, I have to say,
You're not wrong.
If you want to compare the two, she lost her future.
Good. Yeah, I know.
He lost the good smoke.
I understand. Yep.
Good smoke.
Yep.
Lost.
Anyway, here she is, number four. Please.
I think that the right way to handle a situation like that would have been to probably say it was, you know, nobody's business, and to resign, you know, or to find a way. To find a way of staying in office that was not lying and not throwing a young person who was just starting out in the world under the bus. I think there was so much collateral damage for women of my generation to watch a young woman to be pilloried on the world stage, to be torn apart, you know, for my sexuality, for my mistakes, for my everything.
I feel bad for her.
Yeah, I do too.
I really do. This is exciting. I am excited about this if it's true. They're saying that Gronk might come to be a Bronco. I can't wait if that's true.
I hope he does. You know why? Here's one thing. It's because of that Travis Kelce. It would take him off the front page.
It sure would.
Yeah. Because all of a sudden, Gronk, who plays the same position as Taylor's boyfriend.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's Taylor Swift. Well, she plays tight end, too.
Why? All right,
but listen. I'm just saying, Gronk.
Oh my God.
Gronk would
Damn.
Take would be front page news. Travis Kelce would go to the second page.
Yeah, I agree with that. Man, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gronk the Bronk is what they're calling him.
Yeah, Gronk the Bronk. Ooh, I like that.
Yep. New England Patriots legend Rob Gronkowski could end his NFL retirement for the second time and re-enter the league as he wants an NFL return. Yeah. This is what they're saying.
I think player production would be up. I think the IQ of the team would go down. But
yes,
I think that I think he could help. I do.
The report is that the Denver Broncos will pursue him. He retired in 2019, came out of retirement to play with Tom Brady in 2020. And then he has been with Fox Sports, an analyst since, you know, he's not great at that.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
It takes a little bit between the ears on that one.
And they even like, it was so sad. I think it was the Super Bowl, maybe. Yeah. He was doing some interviews pre-Super Bowl. And they like pat him like, that was a good job, Gronk. That was really good for your first Super Bowl. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, they're just patronizing
him. Yeah, he is that kid in class.
Such a good job, participant. Yeah, so anyway, they're saying that he is really impressed, Gronk is really impressed with everything that Sean Payton has done. He worked with Sean Payton at Fox in 2022, and they got along well, and so they're saying that this might be a
maybe that's story. The case.
And they say right now, as we speak, he is in Vail and he's getting like accustomed to the altitude, and he's working out really, really hard to try to make a comeback.
That would be crazy, though.
I'd be so happy.
It'd be exciting.
You know how I'm against wearing jerseys that say people's names?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not them.
Yeah.
And it bugs me. I'm like, you're not him either. Stop wearing his. I would wear Gronk just because I'd be like,
Yeah. I think people would look at you like you're dumb, though.
I know. That's what I want.
You do?
Yeah. I'm Gronk. Because he's just fun. Like, I like fun people. He seems fun. You know?
Fun's a good word.
He does.
Fun's a good word.
He's a little...
Dumb's a good word.
But maybe he's not dumb. Maybe he's smart enough to know that that's a character.
I think some of it is a character.
I don't think it is at all. I've seen the guy quite a bit on TV. He's not very smart.
I know, but with all of his... He invests all his money really, really well.
I don't think he does that. I think there are people that do that for him. There's a reason they make fun of him.
What's the comedian that did the roast?
Gosh. Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, Nikki. Nikki was so funny with Gronk. Here is an example of what she had to say.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like...
It was funny.
So good.
Yeah, there's a reason they make those jokes about him.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think there's a little bit there. Maybe, a lot there.
Maybe. A new Ozzy Osbourne documentary has been announced.
No kidding. Sharon! Sharon! Underwear, where are they? Damn.
It's called Ozzy Osbourne, No Escape. Are you looking around like you're really in the movie?
He is.
Oh, my God.
I can't find him.
Ozzy Osbourne, No Escape from Now, is set to be available to stream on Paramount later this year. The documentary peers behind Ozzy's public persona to reveal the devastating setbacks he's faced since his fall in 2019. It goes behind the rockers that gives fans a look at his life, how it's changed since he had pneumonia and all those.
I like Ozzy.
I feel like everybody likes Ozzy, right?
I mean, I'm not much on the music. I mean, I don't know. But I like him.
Yeah, I only know the one about a train or something. Crazy train.
Going off the rails on a crazy train.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Crazy Train's a good song. Yeah.
Yeah, solid. So dumb. Let's see here. What else did I have? Nothing. All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I got a new feature idea.
Can you let the guy sing his song first?
He's a good singer. He really is. I like his voice. I got an idea for a segment here at this time of day.
Oh, great. What's it called?
Gross Game.
The Gross Game?
Yeah.
That's clever.
BJ's Gross Game.
How do we play?
I'll show you how we start, okay? I'll start today with this as the Gross Game begins, all right?
Okay.
There's a story this morning, and it made me think of something. There's a story of a lady that's eating sushi out in Hawaii, and she gets brain worms from the sushi.
What kind of, what was she eating?
I don't, Spadil, can you look into that for me?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if she had the California roll, or if it were the sashimi, or maybe she had some just edamame.
I think the California roll is the crab is pre-cooked.
Yeah.
Just saying. I don't know. Spadil's looking into it. But with the Gross Game, here's the deal. All right. Now, every time this woman ever eats sushi again, if she ever does.
Well, she might die.
You're not playing the Gross Game the way
I envision
the Gross Game, okay, if you don't mind.
Sorry. Yep. Yep. Sorry. I just.
Stay in your lane.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Listen. Linda.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's called the Gross Game.
I know, but he just pulled up the.
There's a picture?
It says gnarly. Fish naturally have parasites.
Guys, it's the Gross Game.
But freezing.
It's okay.
But freezing kills them. If sushi grade fish isn't frozen properly, handled unsafely, or thawed incorrectly,
doesn't have the actual fish that she ate, but it does say that she had something called rat lungworm.
Oh.
Ugh. Yeah.
Delicious. All right. The Gross Game. Okay.
Okay.
In your time, have you ever seen a story of a certain food that every time that you see that food or eat that food or whatever, that you think of this story? And it's really gross. So that's the Gross Game, okay? So if you've got one, Carson, you can go first with yours.
Okay. Every time I see a Red Bull, I think about that dead mouse that was found in a can of Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Like with Capri Suns.
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right. For me, it's Big Mac, or not Big Mac, but a quarter pounder. Quarter pounder at McDonald's, okay? When I was, I don't know, maybe in my teens or something like that, there was a rumor flying around that was the only burger that McDonald's served, the quarter pounder, that was made from earthworms.
Ew.
Earthworms.
Yes. That earthworms were used in, Spadil, look it up and see. Earthworms were used in the recipe to make the hamburger meat.
I mean,
for the quarter pounder. There was a worm rumor going around.
It's a rumor.
So every time that I would see quarter pounder, I would think of those worms.
You saw mashed up earthworms.
Yep. Every time I thought, and I've never, ever had a quarter pounder since.
Yeah, it says in 2016 that there was a rumor about that because of an E. coli outbreak.
Yep. Worms.
It's been debunked.
Earthworms.
Yeah, debunked.
But, but still.
You still think about it. Yeah.
Part of the Gross Game.
You might have just ruined that for me. All right, well, I'll go ahead and play. Mine's yogurt.
Yogurt?
Remember that dude?
Yogurt?
Remember that dude?
Oh, my. Oh, my. We're not going to do this segment anymore.
Yogurt?
No, I know what he
put. Yeah, we're done.
Remember did, that guy?
In the yogurt.
The yogurt?
Yeah. Shake weight. Shake weight.
I think of that every time I eat.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we're not going to do this game. This game's over. Jamie ruins everything. Yeah. She ruins everything.
You
can't do anything without her running.
You asked the question, and that's what I think of when I eat yogurt.
She ruins the gross game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, I got.
Everybody talks. Yeah.
If you go.
Wait, are you talking?
To the Odyssey app.
Were you just. Oh my God.
If you go to the Odyssey app.
I thought he was off the air, but no, he's talking all over that guy again.
And if you go listen to the podcast of our program, I just want to sum it up for you before we get out of here today.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
First of all, you're going to hear that Jamie is a deer's killer. She runs over a deer.
I tapped it.
On her way to work
this
and just
morning.
Leaves it.
No.
Leaves it.
Don't ever say that. That sounds horrible. You know I would never do that. I tapped it with my winch and he looked at me and was like, what? And I was like, sorry. And then his buddies were over on the middle and they were like, Will, you all right? And he's like, yep. And then he took off.
Yeah. That deer that you hit, yeah, he's calling something a winch.
Right,
that's
okay.
The number one thing you're going to hear first of all, okay?
All right, yeah.
Second, you're going to hear a rumor. Gronk is coming out of retirement to the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
Okay. Gronk the Bronk.
Gronk.
Yeah. Yep.
Best tight end in the business,
yep,
they say.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
So we could have that right here. Third here on the list, Puppygate 2025. Puppy yet.
Yeah.
Okay. We settled that for you, too.
Well, we haven't because we're still missing a puppy.
We are missing a puppy, but I think we've figured it out that there are more than just these two dudes that were involved in this thing.
Correct.
I think this woman that took the puppy back in cahoots, no doubt about it. Okay.
Something's fishy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the very last thing, when you go listen to the podcast on the Odyssey app of today's show, we did it. This show figured out the bounce commercial.
No kidding.
Yes.
There you go.
Put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Yeah, there you go.
So simple.
I'm so happy because I was struggling, you guys. I was on a struggle bus. Every time that we play it, I was like, blah, 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 blah. And so, put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Thank you for everybody that text.
And thank you. Yes, thank you. Well, I'd never even heard the commercial.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure it out when I would listen to it. I'm like, what the hell that thing's saying? That's crazy. And then, boom, all of a sudden it hit.
Put a sheet on your wet clothes. I mean, it's so obvious now. Now you can totally hear it.
Yep.
Hey, you like that Subbury?
That was a pretty good show. That was good. Wow.
We had a good show today, didn't we?
Yeah, we really did. Sure did. You forgot the yogurt, but that's okay.
I forgot the yogurt.
Our gross segment.
I forgot the yogurt.
That was a really nice recap.
Something about a dildo.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, you did. You said something about that.
You didn't have to put those together.
You mentioned that, too.
Oh, my God. Those were hours apart. Dear God.
I'm just saying.
That just made me, like, cringe.
So, again, if you missed anything on the program, simply... You go to the Odyssey app. You don't put a sheet on the wet clothes.
I love it.
We got to go.
Yeah.
All right. Goofy.
Oh, Lord.
We got a big meeting to go to today.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we're going to go sit and listen to the State of the Union.
Yep.
That's our station, by the way. Our station, they call it the station or the State of the Union
State
of the Station.
Union. Yep.
And we get to brag about how Jamie and I are number one.
Okay, that is good.
Carson and Spadil, too.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, number one. We're going to be singled out. I think there's a cake for us.
Ooh.
They remember that one year they did give us a cake? I was like, what?
I remember that. A cake.
I love cake.
I hope
we get a cake today.
I hope Slacker jumps out of it.
I don't. I won't eat it. I don't if he jumps out of that cake.
All right, fine.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. It's going to be around 46 today. Then warm up again tomorrow. So just enjoy. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Put a sheet on your wet clothes. It's stuck in my head. Yeah. Love you, people. Mwah. Put a sheet on your wet
clothes. BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.